This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Pikes Peak Community College is considering what the fall semester might look like during the pandemic. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports the college serves over 20,000 students in the region.
The college plans to begin in-person classes in a little less than 2 months. President of Pikes Peak Community College, Lance Bolton, says they're doing their best to adapt to make sure students still have options.
For a community college, shutdown means that students may not complete their educational journey and may never come back. And if people get derailed permanently, that is, detrimental both to them as well as our community.
He says the college has seen more students sign up for online classes this summer and anticipates the fall semester will be a combination of digital and in-person learning. Everyone on campus will be required to wear a mask. Plus, classrooms will be set up so students stay 6 feet apart. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.
Education advocates want federal stimulus money to pay for a back-to-school diagnostic test this fall. It would assess where students are academically. Some worry that gaps between students will grow without the tests, and it might actually help kids get back on track after being out of the classroom since COVID hit. Kelly Caulfield is with Colorado Succeeds, one of the groups backing a statewide test.
It would lead to educators having much better information about how to target the supports that that individual student needs.
The State Department of Education says it's exploring the idea. This is CPR.